Next, I'd like to introduce Bob Siren. He had a number of years' experience with the Farm Credit System before he moved to Wilbur Ellis, which is the nation's third largest agriculture, fertilizer, chemical, and seed supplier. And he's presently director of credit for the Wilbur Ellis Company. We're fortunate to have him located here in the state of Washington. So if you want to read more about Bob, and he's got some other interesting things in his bio, just go to the webpage, which you see over there on the left. And so, Bob, I'm going to turn this over to you now, and you can give your presentation. We'll have a couple questions specifically for you before we go to more of a panel kind of Q&A for our last 10 or 15 minutes. So the platform is yours, Bob.
Okay, good morning, everyone. John, I really want to thank you and compliment and congratulate your team. This has been an outstanding series that you're presenting, and also continued series in the future. So you need to be complimented, and your team needs to be congratulated for putting this together, because it's extremely important series and discussion topics as we move through this, through any time in ag, but certainly through this uncertainty that we have in the credit world today. So thanks again. And I appreciate the opportunity to provide a perspective from the supplier side of this situation that we're into today. So first of all, I just kind of want to set the stage here this morning. Wilbur Ellis Company is not a bank, and we don't want to play that role in today's marketplace. We're an agricultural supply company, and as John said, we supply fertilizers, chemicals, and seeds in the ag division throughout the U.S. And I would frankly prefer that Joel and Corey provide funding to make our payments for our customers to make their payments to us each month. But all that said, I'm going to come back around and talk a little bit about the supplier function from our end, because when it's all said and done, I said we're not a bank, but when it's all said and done, our customers, if they don't make their payments at the maturity date of their billing statements, we're basically financing. And so we in essence become a bank or a financing lending institution if they don't pay their bills on time. And Joel brought up an interesting comment, and good morning, Joel. I haven't talked to you for a while. Joel brought up an interesting comment about that they looked at their customers as long-term relationships and probably wondered how we looked at ours. And from a supplier standpoint, from a sales standpoint, we do look at that business relationship as a long-term relationship, because that's our main business, is selling products and services to producers. And Joel was correct that in the past, credit was more of a transactional part. Credit is a sideline that we need to offer in our supply world, but we used to look at credit as a transactional. So, basically, the customer needed time to pay, and credit people in the past were mainly collectors if they didn't pay. But I see that's changing in the 10 years that I've been in this company. We're taking on a lot more. We're looking at financing or the credit aspect in the supply business as more of as a part of the overall picture with our customer, more as a partnership that we look at it as more as a partnership now. So some of the discussion topics, I was asked to address a couple questions. And first of all, I want to talk about where we see ag credit today from a supplier standpoint. What do we consider when a customer asks us to offer extended payment terms, which is becoming more and more prevalent? And then what should farm and ranch business do if they find themselves in financial trouble today? And then I'd also like to touch on how important we think that the relationships are between lending institutions and vendors or suppliers such as ourselves, and then summarize with what are the critical actions to keep businesses healthy in the current economic climate. Okay, with that said, how does Wilbur Ellis look at the at credit today? And everyone on this call knows that you know, that ag supply dealers have gone through some pretty volatile times this past year, with fertilizer prices going you know, to all-time records, and now they're dropping off and continue to drop off. And some of our other inputs have gone up and down. It's been a fairly volatile market last year in 2008, and also continuing into 2009. But when it's all said and done, Wilbur Ellis Company today, we consider credit our number one concern through 2009 and 2010. We think that credit will impact our business as much as anything going through the next couple of years. From our standpoint, we believe that money is generally available from the traditional lending institutions, the farm credits, the commercial banks, but we also believe that the criteria and the lending limits have really tightened up. We spend a lot more time with our customers, especially in this first part of 2009, when they come in to talk to us about sales for the upcoming year, and if they need to have extended terms to get through the year. First of all, we ask if they've been to their lenders, and we encourage our customers that they need to make sure that their balance sheets are current. They need to make sure that their balance sheets are accurate. Their profit and loss statements have to be completed and current. I think we tell them that the production plans, you know, if they're in the livestock or cropping business, those plans need to be realistic and potentially cover a couple scenarios, whether, you know, maybe what do they think the realistic approach is to next year, and also if they might run a scenario if it's a worst case scenario. And Corey had brought up the fact, I don't think we knew what worst case scenario was until we've been through 2008. So but that all said, naturally we see more and more customers looking towards a supplier such as Wilbur Ellis Company to provide extended terms due to credit tightening, and in some cases the banks closed. A lot of cases the customers didn't get financing for 2009, so they're coming to companies such as ourselves for credit, basically. And we look at it, it's not our main source of business. Our main source of income is selling products. So if these customers default on our payments to us, then we're forced into carrying these balances, which, you know, elevates our supplier risk as well. So as a company, we have spent several months, and I say several months, it's been all through last year and even longer, anticipating 2009, 2010. We've gone through our customer lists. We've just basically made a decision. You know, this customer we can carry, this customer we can't carry. We've tried to make those decisions up front. We've spent a lot of time as a company getting our expenses under control, and also getting our balance sheet prepared for this time. As you can imagine, our two main assets on our balance sheet are receivables from our growers and inventory yet to sell. So those two items make up a significant portion of Wilbur Ellis's financial statement or balance sheet as well. So we've tried to make these decisions up front, tried to make these action plans, put them in place, and make sure that our company is liquid and and reduce as much debt as we can in our own company to be prepared to move forward, because knowing full well we're going to have to cover more customer or carry more customers than we anticipated. My bottom point there is we've had a credit policy in our company for as long as I've been here, and we will continue to maintain our focus on strict adherence to the credit policy. So one of the questions I was asked, what do we consider when a customer asks us to offer extended payment terms? Very first question out of our mouths is, we asked the customer, why weren't you provided full financing? I think that's a key question that customers have to ask themselves. If a bank isn't ready to provide all their operating needs, then who's going to do it? Also, if the bank doesn't provide full financing and a customer expects us to carry the balance, we're going to treat that request no different than either one of my counterparts do this morning. We're going to make sure that we have adequate information, and we'll make our decision on whether to extend credit based on the same criteria as any other lending institution would. One of the biggest problems that we have from a supplier standpoint is that we're not always able to get current account applications. We're not always able to get balance sheets and profit and loss statements. They're not always attainable. And as you might imagine, since our main business is selling fertilizers, chemicals, seeds, and services such as application, it's a very easy comment for our customers to say, well, we're not going to give you that because chemical company XYZ just across the street doesn't require that, and we'll go over there and buy the same product there. So that's a challenge, or an opportunity, I guess, that we continue to have to deal with, and but we spend a lot more time educating our branch staff on how to ask those questions and assuring our customers that this information is kept confidential, which is one of the number one concerns we get from our customer base. The cash flow projections, basically, where's our payment coming from? And Joel's a little bit right that it is truly, our credit is truly transactional, because we sold the product, we just need to get our money back. We are looking more and more at first lien security positions to see if they're available this year than we probably have in the past. And like I said in the first comment, if the customer does have an operating lender, or if they don't, where are they going to get the funds if they need more operating needs? Another thing we look at is, since we have to carry the customer or provide financing, we will manage that risk with product pricing or margin considerations to compensate for the credit risk that we have to carry. We do have credit underwriting standards. They're very similar to the banks, farm credits, or the typical other typical lending institutions. They're almost identical, and so we do follow those. We expect our customers to be to also be gauged against those underwriting standards, and we have probably made a little more exceptions in the past than we will anticipate making this year. So a couple of other, another question was, what should a farm or ranch business do if they find themselves in financial troubles? I know the other two presenters have touched on this. I think it comes down to three things, and one thing is absolutely key. Probably number one, they need to recognize, and it's absolutely critical that they accept the situation as soon as possible. And I think that accepting it probably is one of the biggest challenges that a lot of our growers have, and Corey touched on it, that it's a very emotional decision, and it is an emotional decision because we're talking about people's careers, their livelihood, being in agriculture. So second thing is, we believe that these businesses should contact their major creditors as soon as possible to let them know, hey, we've got problems at our farm, in our ranch, whatever else. We've got problems. We're going to have a hard time paying you off, but we need to start working on a resolution to get you paid. So that's absolutely critical. Communication is critical. And then also, that individuals need to work through the situation. If they can do it themselves internally, or otherwise, they need to get outside help, professional help. You know, you heard this morning, you know, get your CPA, talk to your lenders. There are financial advisors out there, but work through it as quickly as possible. So if I were to sum up that slide, I think the primary objective in this question is that once people, they need to recognize it if they have problems, and to accept the fact that there is problems, and then get help to work through it. So I wanted to veer a little from the questions that we're supposed to address and talk about vendor and bank relationships, which are pretty critical in my mind. And in this year and in next year, we feel that the average producer, not talking about the large, well-financed or the one producers, I'm talking about just what I call the bread and butter, the backbone of America agriculture, the mom and pop operations. I think they're going to struggle as much as anybody in 2009 and 2010 to obtain adequate funding at their traditional lending source. So who's going to provide that additional funding? You know, what are the alternatives? And that's, you know, questions we deal with every day. I think it's important to keep in mind that suppliers such as ourselves, if you look at a operating budget for a typical farm and ranch operation or agribusiness, about 30 to 40% of those of that budget is for crop input needs. And that includes the fertilizer, crop protection, the chemicals, herbicides, insecticides, and also seed. So companies such as ourselves, ag supply companies, provide about 30 to 40% of those crop input needs. And we take this approach to it that if this grower is creditworthy, then we think it's really important that the vendors and the grower's operating bank, if the operating bank does not provide 100% financing, that we have to work together on that to find alternative solutions to help that grower get through these times. And we think there's going to be more coordination required and working together, whether it's through third-party agreements between the customers, suppliers, and the banks, or there could be some revenue sharing. And there may be some times where companies like Wilbur Ells would appreciate the opportunity to share in first lien positions on some of the security. Wilbur Ells has looked at other alternatives besides financing growers or offering growers through with extended terms through our company. And we work now with other lending institutions with a point of sale financing and also participating some of our accounts receivables. And this has been extremely beneficial to us as a company. It allows us to move some receivables off our books. It allows us to offer our growers and our customers different financing alternatives at lower interest rates than we charge. And we've been doing this for a good 10 or 11 years in this company. And it's been, this has grown tremendously over the last couple of years, and it's been a positive experience, we believe, for everyone involved, and especially our customers. And so this has been a really positive move. And if there are some suppliers, vendors on this presentation today, I would highly encourage that that you contact your local or regional lending institutions and see if there's a way to participate in some of these programs. As I wrap up my presentation this morning, I'd like to summarize with this slide and with this question. What are the critical actions to keep your business healthy in the current economic climate? And the very first one, I think, is manage the balance sheet. And this was very clear with Joel and Corey as well, and even with Wilbur Ells. It's absolutely critical this time to reduce debt and to move towards improving liquidity. And Joel mentioned it, you know, even if it's selling selling some non-essential assets, but in our company, cash is king, and I think that's important for anybody as we work through this current economic climate. Cost-cutting measures, you know, that's a given. Try to minimize your expenses as much as possible. This third bullet point is really coming to light the last year, and is going to be more so in the future. And you may have a really good customer, or we may have a really good customer, financially they're sound, and all of a sudden they're impacted adversely by the people or the company or the business that actually buys their product, and that company goes out of business, or goes bankrupt, goes out of business, completely liquidates. That has been one of the critical areas that we have really tried to focus on, and in fact, within our company, are completing due diligence on some of these processes or some of these large companies to make sure that they're financially sound. So I would encourage the producers or growers on this webinar this morning that they make that effort to go through there and make sure that they know who's buying their product and that they are financially sound as best they can. And lastly, expansion. I mean, it's a wonderful time to take advantage of that if they have the money. I think the question you got to do is, the question you have to ask yourself is expansion just to get bigger, or does it really fit with the core objectives of your operations? So, John, I'll turn it back to you. Once again, I want to thank you. This was a wonderful opportunity that you're providing the participants as we work through these times. So thanks again, and congratulate you once more on this series. So, John?
Bob, thank you. You've supplied some very direct and good information. And Bob, my follow-up question for you, you talked about your credit policy and some things you've spent a good part of a year kind of getting ready for conditions that you see coming. How do you, what do you see for Wilbur Ellis and others like you going forward, and how you might approach the whole credit part of the business?
Okay.
Is it going to change dramatically?
Well, it has changed, and but it's been changing the last few years anyway. I don't know that we've changed our credit policy so much. I think that the thing that we saw was lacking in our company, and maybe in other suppliers as well, is that we needed to spend a lot more time, John, on educating our branch people, the actual salespeople, because the relationships with the customers are not with the credit staff. The relationships with our customers are with the sales staff. And, you know, basically we look at ourselves, we look at the credit department as a resource to our branches. And so the thing that we've really been, the primary focus, other than, you know, making sure that, you know, we'd looked at our customer list and made some of those tough decisions this past year, a few months, is that we really needed to get out to our branch staff and educate them on, you know, why we make some credit decisions, you know, why we continue with some customers and why we don't continue with some customers, and also to get them comfortable with having at least a general discussion with that customer, you know, about how important it is that they have good financial records, that they're current, that they're, you know, up to date. And I think that's been the primary focus we've made, and I think we will have to continue to make is getting our branches more educated and making them feel more comfortable with having the financial, or at least the high level financial discussions with our growers.
Thank you, Bob.